I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, May 10. Coming up, senior officials from the Tourism Ministry to meet with representatives of Royalton Resort. Cabinet approves wage increase for early childhood teachers and 300 additional cells to be constructed at the Tamarin Farm Correctional Center. The news in detail after the break.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
Children need your love and protection
so we can achieve our full potential.
Work with us and guide us.
Love us.
Don't abuse us.
Spend quality time with us. That's a plus. We are the future.
Children need our love and protection.
A message from the National Child Month Committee.
Now the news. Officials from the Ministry of Tourism have requested an emergency meeting with senior representatives from the Royalton Negril Resort and Spa in Hanover. This following the collapse of a section of a building at the hotel's construction site on Tuesday, resulting in the injury of 5 workers. Senior Director of Technical Services in the Ministry, David Dobson, says the meeting will include senior staff of the construction company contracted to carry out renovation work at the hotel. Mr. Dobson led a high-level team from the Ministry of Tourism on a visit to the site earlier today as part of the government's emergency response mechanism.
We saw the team in action trying to clear the rubble, and from the information we received, 5 persons were injured, and thankfully there were no fatalities. We also understand that the injuries were not life-threatening.
Reports are that all 5 workers were taken to hospital, where 2 were treated and released and 3 admitted. The Royalton Negril Resort and Spa is located on the site of the former Grand Lido Negril. Cabinet has signed off on a 15% wage increase for early childhood teachers. The Ministry of Education says the increase will take effect this financial year.
At the cabinet level, we've signed off on a 15% increase for our teachers. And we have outlined an infrastructural budget that has increased this year, but I will tell you, there still needs more.
Junior Education Minister Floyd Green was speaking at the launch of Sagicor Foundation's Adopt a School program Tuesday. Mr. Green says the increase is being granted in recognition of the invaluable contribution of early childhood practitioners to the sector and to student development. He also lauded the efforts of the teachers, who, he says, often operate with limited resources and still manage to make the best use of what they have. Meanwhile, State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green is calling on private sector companies to partner with early childhood institutions to help provide additional resources. Minister Green was speaking at the launch of the Sagicor Foundation's Adopt a School program Tuesday. A total of 10 early childhood institutions and 1,000 students are expected to benefit from the initiative.
My hope is that this will also inspire other corporate companies to come on board. We want more companies, NGOs, to adopt our institutions, find out what are their fundamental needs, go in and help them fix them. Especially on the infrastructure side, a lot of work is needed.
Mr. Green says the Early Childhood Commission has conducted audits in several schools across the island, which has provided a clear indication of what each school needs. And State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. says an additional 300 cells are to be constructed at the Tamarin Farm Adult Correctional Center in St. Catherine. Speaking at a meeting with staff members at the Department of Correctional Services in Region 1 recently, Senator Charles said the government will be moving ahead with an ongoing reclassification exercise that will shift inmates with lower risk levels from overcrowded institutions to other facilities that are under capacity. The move is part of plans to restructure the island's correctional institutions. Senator Charles also reiterated that he will continue to use his capacity to establish public-private partnership arrangements that will include the provision of additional resources to boost rehabilitation programs for inmates. The meeting formed part of a tour of the island's correctional facilities. Senator Charles has so far visited the St. Catherine Adult, Tower Street, Rio Cobra Juvenile, South Camp, and Richmond Farm Correctional Centers. He continues the tour this week with a visit to the Metcalf Street Correctional Center and Horizon Adult Remand Center. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.